Weisha. All right, shoulders back.
What makes somebody a grown-up? Well, I used to think it would happen when I reached 5 feet. Then I figured maybe I'd be grown when I lost all my baby teeth. I've since passed a few more milestones on the road to womanhood. I've suffered through my first period, celebrated my first love, and I even moved out of my daddy's house. Okay, so I moved back. The bottom line is, I'm not a child. But when can I say with certainty that Moesha Denise Mitchell is truly, without doubt, a woman?
And the left, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Oh, Em, it's bad enough you lack class. Must you also lack rhythm?
Must you speak to me?
Ignore her, Francois. My debut is far too important, and I will not have it tainted by her.
Dang, I thought I left that social climb in Bapid Bridgewood. Why are we doing this stupid walk thing?
Shh, come on, we're trying to count. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Ow! Oh, shit! Mrs. LeVeau, can they be moved to the back? I'm sure they'll be more comfortable there.
Easy, Mo, easy, Mo. Even bougie side is a criminal offense.
Ladies, focus. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Oh. Anna, I don't think we could have a lovelier group of debutantes.
Oh, indeed, Deirdre.
Oh. Can't waltz worth 2 cents. But they're lovely.
Say, Anna, I found this wonderful passage on womanhood. I think it will make a beautiful benediction.
Well, I don't doubt it. But the ladies of eminence already have a benediction.
Yeah, but, you know, I just thought that this would...
Kevin, I'm glad you agreed to be my escort.
Me too. You're still paying for my tux, right?
Can we talk?
It is time to practice the processional. Places, please. Now, remember, you are going to be presented in the grand ballroom of the Beverly Hilton, not the den. First couple? Shoulders back, Heather, poise, poise. This is your debut.
Pause. She get on my nerves. Just like this whole debutante thing. I should have never let Daddy and Dee talk me into this curtsy crap. You know me, I likes to keep it real. You know.
Please, must you be so ghetto?
Who you calling ghetto?
Anyone who'd form a sentence without a verb.
Oh, I got your verb.
Wait,
I got
your Miss Mitchell. If your attention is too much to ask for, then perhaps you're not ready to enter into polite society.
Perhaps.
It's me, Bunker.
Come in.
Dee told me you had a bad day at rehearsal.
Day? More like a bad week. Daddy, look, I know that you really want me to be a debutante, and Mom did too, but I'm just not feeling it, Daddy.
Well, what are you feeling, Mom?
I feel like I'm wasting my time. I mean, who cares about all the waltzing and the curtsies and all that high society junk? I mean, Daddy, we're on the brink of a new millennium, but they're living in the past.
Well, baby, some of the traditions might feel a bit outdated, but...
A bit? Daddy, that stuff went out with powdered wigs and wooden teeth.
All right, sit down. Baby, there is a bigger picture here, you know. You girls are about to cross over into womanhood.
Look, Daddy, I know that you spent a lot of money on this.
Oh, no, Mo. Baby, it's not about the money. I just don't want you to miss out, that's all. I mean, think about it, baby. You did all the community service. You were at all the rehearsals, right? Well, you paid your dues. Now's the time for you to step up and get your props.
Props? Daddy, you've been watching Rap City on the sneak, too.
Well, you know how we do it. Oh, baby. Mo, you ever heard the saying, it takes a whole village...
to raise a child. I know, I know.
Well, baby, now's the time that you get to show that village, your family, our friends, all the people who watched you grow up, that the work is done. And this is the chance that we get to acknowledge that it's time to see you in a whole new light. It is time, isn't it?
It's been time.
Well, that's why people have these rites of passage, baby, to celebrate the beautiful child that you were and to watch you become the confident and capable woman that we all want you to be.
That's sweet, Daddy.
You know what'll make it even sweeter?
Daddy, that's Mama's gown, the one in the picture. You kept it?
She was saving it for you, baby.
Really?
Well, don't you remember? Come here. You remember her always talking about the ladies of eminence? How she was going to sponsor you one day? And how you were going to become the belle of the ball?
I remember.
It's yours, Pumpkin. Go ahead, try it on. And then make up your mind. Mo, it's your call, Pumpkin. But I'm ready for a celebration.
That's it! Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful! Finally! You look like debutantes. Oh, Moesha, if only your mother could see you now, Marguerite would have been so proud.
Aw, thank you.
See? You happy now?
I'd be even happy if I didn't have you stepping all over my toes.
Mrs. LeVeau?
Oh,
I'm so sorry I'm late.
Miss Hobbs, may I speak with you? And Miss Jackson, not so close. It's a waltz, not the lumbata.
It's like your girl Mary Ellen is in trouble.
Pity.
She gets to leave early.
Because Miss Hobbs is no longer in this year's debutante ball.
Dang, just for being late?
She's later than you think. She's pregnant.
What? Ooh, she went half on a baby?
I still can't believe Mary Ellen's pregnant.
Who's the dad?
So that's why she's been wearing all those baggy clothes.
Mm-hmm. And we all know Mary Ellen doesn't take her fashion cues from DeBrush.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So, what's going on?
Dee, we just heard that Mary Ellen got kicked out of the ball because she's pregnant.
Is it true, Mrs. Mitchell?
Well, it's not for me to say.
Well, can you say who the daddy is?
Dee, look, we already know that Mary Ellen's pregnant. But we think she should be allowed to participate.
Look, ladies, I'm sorry, but perhaps the ladies of eminence feel that would be sending the wrong message.
Well, I thought this was a celebration of womanhood.
Womanhood, yes. Motherhood, no.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Plan a baby shower?
Anyway, so Mary Ellen can't be in the ball because she got knocked up. What's that got to do with us?
Look, y'all, Mary Ellen did her community service just like the rest of us. I mean, she paid her fees on time, sold her ad space, and she never missed a rehearsal.
Wait a minute. Why are you worried about Mary Ellen? I thought you two couldn't stand each other.
Yeah.
Come on, Niecy, this is bigger than that. I mean, if we're becoming women, why are they still treating us like children?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't we have some kind of say-so? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we are the debutantes, not Anna LeVeau.
Yeah. Ooh, true that, all that.
And you know, I didn't see anything in the bylaws that said a girl couldn't participate if she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So whose ball is this, ladies? Hers or ours?
Ours.
Okay, then cool. You know, I say after rehearsal tomorrow, we go up to her and tell her how we feel.
Okay.
Cause you know Mary Ellen is one of us.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And we want her back, right?
Right.
All right, then, that is there. I'll see y'all tomorrow.